Good morning. You are tuned in to Community Radio, listener-supported KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran, and coming up on this morning's magazine, we'll check in with Boulder County Public Health on hospital capacity locally to handle the possible surge and predicted surge in COVID-19 cases. Then, today is a day many students would be returning back to class after spring break. Instead, students will be learning online. All schools and colleges in the state are closed. We'll hear from a local teacher on what that might look like. After headlines from the BBC and a commentary from Jim Hightower, it's time for a public affair. And today, the Community Foundation of Boulder County hosts a special show, Trends Diaries. It's a new programme that allows members of the community to share their stories of connections and solutions in this time of physical distancing. At 9 o'clock, it is media analysis from Counterspin, rounding out this morning's news on public affairs. But first, we'll begin with the latest local headlines. Here's Jamie Sudler.
State officials are saying that the reported numbers of infections of the coronavirus in Colorado understate the reality of the presence of COVID-19. Also understated are the predictions of those who might die from the disease. Colorado Politics reports that if social distancing measures are highly successful, as few as 900 deaths could occur, but without social isolation, the total in the state could reach more than 33,000. Experts around the state have been developing a model that helps estimate the real number of positive cases, as well as the effectiveness of tactics like social distancing. The effort is headed by Dr. Jonathan Samet of the University of Colorado School of Public Health and School of Medicine, and includes David Bortz from CU Boulder's math department. Governor Jared Polis, who has always said the real numbers of infections are probably much higher than testing shows, revealed some of the results of the new model at a press conference on Friday. Polis said that by April 7th, we may begin to see the effects of the most recent statewide stay-in-place order that he issued last Wednesday. Bortz said that there is a high level of uncertainty about how things unfold, and the disease is very different from those they've seen before. Dr. Samet added that we are in a critical time period now, as his clinical colleagues are starting to see a lot of cases. Governor Polis also announced that the state has a goal of nearly quadrupling its number of ICU beds. The Times Call reports that Boulder County hospitals are confident they are ready for an influx of coronavirus patients. Robert Vissers of Boulder Community Health said that there is a more capacity now because they have canceled elective surgeries. As of Sunday, the State Department of Public Health and Environment said that there are 2,307 cases in the state, and there have been 47 deaths. The statewide number of cases is an increase of 246 from Saturday. In Boulder County, the number of those infected increased by 12 to 93. Counties in the mountains, including Eagle, Gunnison, and Pitkin, continue to see the highest rates of infections per capita. April 1st is rent day for many Coloradoans who will struggle to pay in light of the current COVID-19 crisis. Henry Schuyler has more.
April 1st looms this week for renters nationwide, and Colorado hasn't issued a rent freeze of any kind. As over 35% of Coloradans are renters, and over 3% of its workforce filing for unemployment, landlords and renters are unsure of how their monthly payments will be handled. Governor Polis has issued a request to landlords for the suspension of evictions and foreclosures, but no official legislation has been passed. Housing providers seem split on how to carry out the next couple months of rent payments, as many landlords are still claiming they will carry on with foreclosures if tenants forego their April payments. Landlords are calling on Governor Polis to enact legislation to assist those property owners affected. However, Governor Polis has not responded to these requests. The Denver Post reports that several Democratic lawmakers are lamenting the fact that the Capitol was shut down, as there is currently no avenue for approving a rent freeze or for payment forgiveness programs. State Democratic Representative Dominique Jackson told the Post that she has been working with other lawmakers to compile stories and statistics in order to get legislation enacted when the legislative session resumes. In the absence of state legislation, local municipalities are taking action. Aurora and Denver Sheriff's Departments say they will not be removing evicted residents from their homes during this time. State court processes have also suspended through at least April 3rd and will not be holding eviction hearings. For KGNU, I'm Henry Schuyler.
The population at the Boulder County Jail has dropped from about 435 at the beginning of March to about 300. District Attorney Michael Doherty told the Daily Camera that he anticipates the number of those in the jail to get smaller in the coming weeks. Doherty has been working with the jail to review cases, including those prisoners with pre-existing conditions, to consider them for release. Among those are people with less than 45 days on their sentence and those who don't pose a risk to the community. He added that an outbreak of the virus in jail would spread fast and impact jail and medical staffs, their families, and the wider community. According to the Denver Post, the Colorado Department of Corrections could be following suit and is considering releasing those incarcerated for low-level parole violations. On Friday afternoon, at least 15 people were released from the Aurora ICE detention facility. The release by immigration authorities comes after U.S. Representative Jason Crow, Democrat of Aurora, and many elected officials and advocates demanded that detainees be released from the private prison to prevent the spread of COVID-19. On Thursday last week, about 10 women were paroled from the facility, according to the Denverite. Crow sent a letter on Friday to U.S. ICE officials asking that those who don't have a violent or criminal record and those with compromised health or are pregnant or older be released. ICE officials say that no detainees have tested positive for the virus, but they do confirm people inside the Aurora facility may have been exposed to someone who is sick, and those exposed have been separated from the main population. The Colorado legislature will meet for a few minutes today in order to adjourn until Thursday. That is the longest period of which a period of time for which they can temporarily recess without a quorum and a vote. The General Assembly has been shut down since March 14th. Both Senate and House Democrats have urged their members not to show up for safety reasons. But how lawmakers should handle the situation has led to a rift among Democrats. The Colorado Sun reports that a plan on how to move forward was scrapped by House Democrats in favor of the return of a few top lawmakers today. Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg of Boulder said that he supported sending a letter that would be signed by both Democrats and Republicans to extend the pause in the session. But House Speaker Casey Becker, also of Boulder, said that the best option was for a brief return today and that a letter to extend the recess might not be legal. In the weather today, it will be partly sunny with a high of 55 and a chance of showers mainly afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 64. Right now, it's about 34. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.
It is 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. 48 people have died in Colorado from COVID-19. Hundreds more have been hospitalized. Hospitals are gearing up for a surge in patients as more cases emerge here in the state. KGNU's Richard Kiefer spoke with Chana Gusettis of Boulder County Public Health on how prepared local hospitals are for the surge.
From the standpoint of Boulder County Public Health Department, what do you see right now for the possibility of a surge in cases in Boulder County? When and are you prepared?
Okay, well, that's a really good question that everybody is asking. And but as you can imagine, it's really impossible to project what will happen in our local community. There are many projection models available, and they all depend on what specific actions are taken by the community. So in our situation, if our community strictly adheres to the state public health order, then we hope that we're going to see a significant reduction in any new illnesses and positive tests moving forward in order to flatten the curve. If our community doesn't adhere to the public health order as much as we would like, then obviously there is likely that we will have a bigger surge. More people will become ill. More people will pass away, unfortunately. And our healthcare system will get overwhelmed. So we don't have a way to say this is how many cases we could possibly have, because it really depends on the actions we take. And that is why it's so important right now that as much as people can, they really need to stay at home and only with the people in their household.
Okay, well, we certainly have seen that advice, and I think what are the indications that you see right now as to whether people are adhering to those requirements? Since the requirements have gotten more stringent over the last week or two, it seems like maybe people aren't behaving as well as they should.
You know, it's really very hard to tell. What I am responding to is the hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls that we have received just at Boulder County Public Health, with people saying that their employer is not following the guidance and that they're staying open even though they're not an essential business. So what I'm hearing from the community out there is that a lot of people aren't following it, but that doesn't mean that the majority isn't. I don't know that for sure.
And
what
kind of businesses are those? I mean, the restaurants are closed, right?
Right. So some examples would be a CBD manufacturer. So medical marijuana is allowed. Does that mean CBD is allowed? So there's a lot of gray area that people are trying to weed through. And this is people's livelihood, and a lot of people are not wanting to close because they'll probably lose their business. So I understand where people are coming from, but I do hear concerns from the employees of those businesses.
Where are we now in terms of hospital admissions? Is Boulder Community Health and the Longmont Hospital and the others in the county, are they handling the COVID-19 patients right now sufficiently?
They are. They are doing an absolutely amazing job. They also have a lot of plans in place. We all have a system where we can monitor capacity in each hospital daily, and that includes things like how many beds are available, how many ventilators are available. And then there's also some work going on at the state level to coordinate hospital capacity across the state, so that we ensure that there's enough critical care available. So I think that's a great idea, looking from a statewide lens, how can we move resources as we need.
How many beds do we have available in Boulder County right now, roughly? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea. I don't have access to that information, actually.
Okay, so, yeah. But as far as you know, right now, we are not overloaded in Boulder County.
Correct.
Okay. Are we even close to being overloaded?
I think that there's concerns about it. I don't think that we're at a place where they don't have what's right now, but I know that they are preparing, and they are preparing with putting contingency plans in place, which include they have identified facilities for surge that they would expand if needed. So I think mostly what people are doing now is really getting those in place, getting whatever facility they have identified ready, just in case that happens or for when it happens.
Does Boulder County Public Health Department have a projection at this point as to when a surge would happen, not knowing, of course, as you've just said, what the peak volume might be?
I have heard two things. I have heard projected peak end of April or end of May.
Okay, so that's...
So those are very different.
Yeah, that's a minimum of 4 weeks away and a maximum of maybe 8 weeks out from today.
Right, and these are just projections, so it could be different.
Are you guys running models or what? I mean, I notice on the CDC website, it's possible for me or anybody to download the modeling software to model this epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, apparently, an Excel spreadsheet. I haven't done that. But is somebody in Boulder County running a model to project some of this stuff?
What we're doing, actually, is we're doing... It's basically conversations with the public health directors in the region, so the Tri-County Health Department, Jefferson County, Denver, and Boulder County and Broomfield. So those public health directors are all working together, because if we don't do things consistently, it's not helpful to people. So they're the ones that are looking at models as a group and making decisions for the entire region.
You mentioned to me before that there is additional physical capacity that can be brought online, if necessary, in Boulder County. Assuming the hospitals are able to take care of everybody who comes in today, if they become overloaded in their ER and bed capacity and so forth, you mentioned there is another facility that you've planned for quite some time, which could be stood up. What is that?
It's called an alternate care site, and it's run by the hospitals, but it's sort of managed by Boulder County Public Health, and it is staffed primarily by, not primarily, half-half, 50%, I guess, with people who have signed up to be part of our medical reserve corps. So that's doctors, nurses, physicians, assistants who may be retired or aren't working right now, who have stepped up and taken training to step in for any public health emergency. So I'm happy to report we have had hundreds of volunteers step up for that in the last couple weeks. So we're feeling very good about the amount of people available to help with that.
So you have a list of people you can call mm-hmm. when needed.
Exactly. And they're all credentialed and everything and ready to go. And we train with them on a regular basis.
Are these mostly retired people?
I don't know if I could say mostly. I would say some retired, some who work part-time. Some are, you know, medical assistants, so they can't actually provide care necessarily, but they can help, or people who work in doctor's offices who know medical terminology, so all sorts of different people.
And many of those people are out of work right now if offices are closed,
they
I would
may
suppose.
Be. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yep.
But these are all, as you say, credentialed medical professionals who would staff an emergency facility.
Exactly.
And how many people could be handled with that facility?
That facility is designed for 200 beds, and what it is supposed to be is a triage center. So if people are having symptoms, they would go there first, and they would be assessed. And if they are something that can be taken care of there, for example, they need fluids, then that would happen right there at the center. And the max time somebody would be there would be 2 to 4 hours, and then the idea is to get them back home. But if someone came there and they felt like this person really needs to be hospitalized, then they would be transferred to the hospital. So the idea is to get the pressure off of the hospital emergency room and do triaging before they get there.
So if somebody needs to be on a ventilator, intubated and be on a ventilator, they'll be transferred
yes,
to a hospital.
Absolutely. And they may not even go to the alternate care site if they're taken by ambulance, for example, and they know they need to be in a hospital.
They would go straight to a hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that also just brings up the question that people are concerned about regarding just normal emergencies. If you're in an automobile accident today in Boulder County, can you get response and get into a hospital?
You can. But that's why we're ramping up these other sort of options, because we need to make sure when things get worse that we can still care for people who are in those non-COVID sort of situations who need care.
And I guess the advice at this point is still, if you think you've got COVID, you need to call ahead. You just don't walk in somewhere, right?
Exactly. And the other part of that is, if you have symptoms, you do not need to be tested. If you're feeling like you can handle it and take care of yourself at home, then the best thing to do is for people to isolate at home until their symptoms have resolved. Of course, if you feel like you need medical care for the symptoms, then to call the doctor's office first. They will do an assessment over the phone and then decide what is the best course of action for you.
And it's going to be a while before we have a lot of testing kits available here, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
I hope in the next couple of weeks. The idea was to be able to, with the stay-at-home order, have time to ramp up the testing while people were staying in their homes. So that's our hope, but we don't have control over access to tests, unfortunately.
Well, what about other equipment? How's Boulder County doing generally in terms of masks and ventilators and all that stuff we hear about?
It continues to be an issue. I mean, we have what people need right now, our healthcare providers, our long-term care facilities, but the supplies are small. So we are continuing to ask for supplies every day. We did receive a shipment from the Strategic National Stockpile this week, which had a significant amount of supplies in it. So we have distributed those out. But, you know, it continues to be an issue. I know that some medical offices and healthcare providers are kind of rationing those personal protective equipment pieces.
For their personnel.
For their personnel, exactly.
Right. Well, you know, in your long-term planning, and you've told me that, you know, Boulder County Public Health and other public health entities in Colorado, including the state, you all have been planning for something like this for years, right?
Absolutely. I actually used to be an emergency preparedness planner for Boulder County Public Health, and that was 14 years ago. And when I was doing it, we were still planning for a pandemic then. So this has been something that's been on the radar for public health for a long time.
Well, in that planning, has there always been the expectation that there would be federal help from the federal government or not?
There has always been the expectation, yes, that we would receive supplies and that there would be, you know, adequate testing and adequate vaccine if there was a situation where we needed a vaccine. So I don't know that the personal protective equipment was considered as much as it should have, perhaps.
So we don't have a vaccine now, but are you receiving from the federal government the, let's say, support that you've expected or counted on in your planning?
Well, the way it works is it would be federal to state and then state to local. So I guess my answer is I don't believe the state is getting the support they need from the federal government. So therefore, the locals here in Colorado aren't getting the support that we would expect. I would agree with that statement, yes.
What's the prognosis for, say, the next time frame you've just described, 1 to 2 months, specifically in terms of equipment?
My understanding is the prognosis is very, very good, that production has been ramped up and production manufacturing for places that aren't manufacturing their normal goods are now switching over to manufacturing PPE, personal protective equipment. And we're hearing that it's going very well and that that is going to help us a lot. I don't have a timeline on that, but I have been told repeatedly that we will have supplies and we just need a little bit more time.
Chana Gusettis of Boulder County Public Health Department, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, for KGNU, I'm Richard Kiefer.
Many people in Boulder have been wondering whether the old hospital campus on Broadway could be brought back into use if more space is needed. But we have heard that that is not an option as the old hospital building is completely non-functional. It has been torn apart on the inside. But we'll continue to bring you updates on the local preparedness during the pandemic. Well, students across Colorado are in a new reality with schools and colleges closed. Online learning is the new norm. KGNU's Rosanna Longo spoke with Patty Delgado, Vice President of the Boulder Valley Education Association. That's the teachers' union for BVSD. They spoke about what's at stake for teachers and the coordination that has taken place in the past few weeks to prepare for what is now home learning.
A lot of things are at stake. I was speaking with some teachers this past week. Their main concern is that they won't be able to be with their students day-to-day, in person, doing what teachers do every day, which is not only educate our students, but just be there for them emotionally and in other ways, getting all the support students need day by day, the interactions, the social activities. So I think that's going to be the most difficult part for all our teachers, that they won't have that. But we have to move forward. We are very dedicated to all our students. We have to continue educating our students the best possible way. And the district has worked really, really diligently and hard in preparing something that we never thought we would have to do, but is the home learning piece now that is going to start on Monday for all the students in Boulder Valley.
If you have the details of how this is going to be happening, would you please share with us? Are you going to follow the same schedule?
Well, that has been challenging, to say the least, because there are so many parts and pieces that have to be incorporated. And, you know, every public school has to be guided by the Colorado Department of Education. So there's been a lot of conversations with CDE in reference to what it will be acceptable as far as the hours, the minutes that we have to continue. And I think Department of Education has had to make a lot of decisions during this time, the unprecedented times that we're living. So part of the information that we are sharing with our families is, and everything can be found in the district's website in English and in Spanish, is we will have a maximum of 4 hours of instruction per day for our students. And what that includes is the teacher guidance, teachers connecting with students, whether it's through technology, through the computer, through the virtual classrooms that we're going to call them, And we also have to be very, very aware that some students may not have the technology available, so other ways to connect with families and students as well. But our guidance right now is that the maximum is up to 4 hours a day for student instruction. And there's been a lot of work put into that. A lot of collaboration, all the departments in the district, everybody has had to come together to make sure that we get it right now. We all know, when we had a conversation this morning with the district, that this has never been done before. So we know that as soon as we go live on Monday, there are things that are probably not going to go perfect, and we have to give ourselves the opportunity to know that, to work with that. We know things, maybe have to be changed. So we have to be flexible enough to be able to work with this, because it is totally unprecedented.
Would you explain, in general, all the pieces that you had to coordinate?
There's so many pieces. You don't know, right, until you get into this situation. I can tell you that the district leadership has been doing an amazing job in organizing, getting people together. There's virtual meetings every single morning to go over every single step. And some of those things are, of course, our superintendent has been an amazing leader for the district and always updates us and gives us really great encouragement. Another key person for our district has been our head nurse. There's a head nurse in our district, Stephanie Farron, and she is the one that updates us continuously in what public health is saying. All the coronavirus updates come through her. She keeps us updated minute by minute of what's happening, what the right social precautions are, right, the social distancing, the hygiene practices that have to happen. Because we do still have some staff that has to report to work. Like our food service, people have done an amazing job in making sure all our students that need to have their food, that was available to them. And that coordinated effort of carrying all the boxes and being able to deliver all that has been a tremendous amount of work.
That's Patty Delgado, the Vice President of the Boulder Valley Education Association, speaking with KGNU's Rosanna Longo.